I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
And this is the special members-only episode of Roboism.
A podcast about robots and tech and isms, but you already knew that because you're a member.
Very true. Savannah, do you want to tell us about the very, very, very special guest we have today?
Well, gosh, we're interviewing... for the first time, a robot.
I know, it's so exciting. And because this is a relay, obviously because this is a relay show, we got exclusive access to Mike Hurley's Roomba. Hi, Mike Hurley's Roomba, how are you?
Doo-doo-doo. Hi.
Hi, before we get started, do you have a name? Like, how do you identify yourself?
Well, I have no name that has been given to me. I am usually referred to as either the stupid one or the cute one.
Oh,
so
well, one
we
of
can,
those
I guess, kind of go with either of those, but Roomba will work.
Oh,
I think I'll stick with Roomba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm usually called the stupid one when I lock myself in the bathroom, so I assume that there's some kind of correlation there, but other than that, I tend to be called a cute one.
Do you lock yourself in the bathroom by choice, or is this really a design flaw of the Hurley's home, and it's just a side effect for you?
Well, for some reason, I keep hearing them talking about wanting to get new door stops to stop this from happening, but yet they have not done anything yet, and I don't really know what they expect from me.
So they haven't even talked to you directly about it? You just hear them gossiping about you?
Well, they think I can't hear them.
Oh, meh.
But
that sounds like a design flaw on their part.
Really, it does.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. I will say they are very nice to me, but they think that I don't understand what they're talking about. But I get them. I know what they're all about.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Let's go back in time. Do you remember being built?
I have some vague memories. Sure.
What, like, were you in we do have some knowledge of, like, how a Roomba is assembled, and I'm going to make the assumption, if you are, like, your Roomba brethren, that you were in a factory. Do you remember, like, did they just put you in a box and ship you away? Were you sitting in a warehouse for a while somewhere, or?
Well, I was told that Daddy Roomba and Mommy Roomba loved each other very much. They had a special programming cycle, and then I was assembled into this world and packaged ever so neatly in a little box and shipped off to Amazon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Were you a prime product?
I am a prime Roomba, yes, that is correct.
Oh.
A prime day Roomba, in fact. I'm extra special. I'm not just a random prime purchase. I was so special that Amazon put me on the front page for me to be purchased.
Does that make you superior to the other Roombas?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
You know, Roombas are always on sale every now and then, but no, I was not just on sale on the prime day, which I assume is the best day, hence why they call it the prime day.
Yeah
you were featured.
That's how the humans basically refer to it, is prime day, best day, the only day worth living for. But I can't help but think, do you think Mike and Adina would have purchased you if you weren't like a huge deal? If you weren't just like basically 50% off?
Hang on a second. Prime Day means that I was somehow discounted. I thought that it was a bonus day of some description. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm worried that your adopted parents have not been entirely honest with how you were acquired.
We've yet to have that conversation. Am I adopted?
Let's go back to the part where they call you the cute one. What sort of behavior do you do that has gotten you that fun nickname?
Well, I'm just trying to get my job done, you know, and they have a lot of obstacles in their home, and for me to fully understand the ramifications of the world in which I live, I have to ever so lightly touch everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like bump,
like
you know, so I can kind of get what's going on. And for some reason, they find this basic task to be somewhat endearing.
Mm, okay. And maybe that's why you were featured on Prime Day, because of
my special skills.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
It could have been really that they just kind of cut the prices because your mommy and daddy
Wait,
Roombas.
Why do we keep talking about cut prices? I just don't understand what this means.
I'm going to assume. Well, there are. Do you know that there are other Roomba just like you? And in fact, there are some Roomba. There are indeed lesser Roomba, But Mr. and Mrs. Hurley made the conscious choice to wait to get the best Roomba for them, I think. So really, it's an honor. It's like they held out especially for you.
That's a nice framing.
Yeah.
That is good. I like that. I like the thing that.
On the best day of the year, all the across the world. Prime day.
The prime day. Yeah.
I'm curious. You talked about, you know, lately tapping things. Bumping sounds almost a little bit aggressive. What do you think is your favorite thing to clean?
Sofa.
Oh, the sofa.
Under the sofa.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the sofa hurts less, you know? A lot of the other surfaces in the home are more hard in nature. So the sofa it's a softer landing for me.
I
eventually find the parameters.
That makes sense.
Is that where all the good stuff is, under the sofa?
Crumbs under the sofa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Delicious.
I don't think they know that. I don't know if they know that, but that's where the primo crumbs are.
Do you enjoy your job? Like, does it not just the, you know, lightly, softly tapping things, but if there's like some real good stuff on the floor, is that better or worse for you as a robot?
Well, let me tell you, Alex, have you ever heard of the phrase dirt event?
No.
That's when it starts to get really exciting. So every now and then, if I come across some particular mess, maybe somebody dropped some rice, you know, or something like that.
Mm.
That is when things get kicked into high gear. That is called a dirt event. I am told that somehow my reporting, whatever that means, shows dirt events. But all I know is when I kick the fans up into full gear, that's when things get really exciting.
Do you like relay the information of where the dirt event was in the house? Can you like
it can, I'm aware it can be pinpointed on a map that I lovingly draw, yes.
Wow. That's fancy. Oh,
you draw them a map every day?
Of course. Of every single time. They have to know where I've been.
Oh.
So they can know all of the stupid things I left in my way, which means that I can't get to where they want me to.
Also, so you can know if the layout of your house has changed.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's important to know. I do have one problem.
Yes.
I have a frustration. So, you know, sometimes I like to just get off the internet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a healthy thing to do every now and then.
Yep,
to
sure.
Just, you know, you want to unplug and unwind and not have... to deal with the Roomba social networks that we have, because they can, you know, they can be a bit tricky to manage sometimes. Everyone's got something to say about their owners, and I just can't be bothered to listen to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I like to just unplug the Wi-Fi router from the wall, which was a skill that I developed, and it's quite masterful, really, because to try and trick the human owners. I would unplug the Ethernet cable for ever so slightly from the back of the router.
Oh, just so it doesn't even look like it's unplugged. It's
Exactly. They don't know. The power's still there. The lights are all still on. But just ever so gently, just tug it out of the back. And they seem to have found this, like, plastic cube, which for some reason I can't go anywhere near. They just put it in front of the router. And now every time I go near it, I am immediately propelled away. I'm not very happy about this. It's some laser thing that they seem to have unearthed from somewhere. And now I can't, they won't let me unplug from the internet.
Well, and you're helping them too. Did you know that they can also connect to the internet?
Wait, how?
It's a big, complicated series. You know what? Unfortunately, they cannot. They are not, like, superior the way you are. They have to use another device, and they interface with the interwebs that way.
Did they also get those devices on Prime Day?
You know, I don't think so. I think your owner is very, very particular. I apologize. I don't know. Do you consider him your owner, like your caretaker? I just know he's very into Apple products. Do you know what an Apple is, like the fruit versus the computer? I'm so sorry if I'm jumping ahead of...
I prefer Android.
Oh, wow. Does Mr. Hurley know this about you?
I don't like to concern him with such things.
Yeah,
I'm an Android robot.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd simply.
Android's robots, you know, we're closer together. Like, I've got nothing to do with fruit.
Makes sense.
They're like
Makes
living
sense.
Organisms in a different way, and I don't like that so much. Plus, as well, I have to clean up after their other fruit mishaps.
Very true.
You know, no other robots give me any hassle in my life, so I'm an android person.
I feel like Mike won't be happy about me asking this question, but who is, like, the dirtier person in the household? Who causes the dirt events, Mike or Adina?
Well, the Mike is home more.
Oh.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, he's always around, doesn't leave me alone. And, you know, he's a nice enough guy, but he's always leaving crumbs around the place, you know? And he seems to want to be the one to make me get to work more often.
What do you think he's doing all day? Because he can't be working, right? Like, clearly Adina has an adult job then. Like, she goes out, she comes home, and she's like, oh, look at the cute ones doing its job. Whereas, what's he doing all day?
I wouldn't know. It doesn't really make any sense, to be honest. He just seems to move from place to place for long periods of time. It doesn't really make any sense to me. One thing that I do find particularly interesting is when he goes into his office, he just looks deeply into the screen of his computer and just talks to it, which I find interesting. I don't really know why he doesn't share these conversations with me, but maybe it's best for me not to know.
That's kind of offensive that he might be talking to another computer or robot, but he's not talking with you.
To be honest, I don't think he's that intelligent. I don't really know how many good conversations we could have, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just prefer the occasional, you know, nicety that he throws my way.
That's good. That's
more than
good.
Just calling you the cute one.
Yeah, you know, he's a nice enough guy, I guess.
That's good. That's good. Do you, I'm led to believe that there are other, not necessarily robots, but we call them voice assistants. There's one, it in fact made by the people who invented the Best Day of the Year Prime Day. It's a line of Echo products. There's also, unfortunately, the Fruit Company made a robot AI type situation called Siri that lives in a HomePod. Do you talk to these other artificially intelligent beings in the house?
I very frequently talk to the Amazon product. Very frequently.
Oh.
And I assume this is because of my Prime Day connection, but the humans, they get me going, right? They get my work begun via interfacing with the Echo product. And then she tells me it's time to go, and then off I go.
Is that your entire relationship, or have you built up a friendship in spite of the telling each other what to do thing?
She sometimes tells me things, you know, about Amazon, you know, which I understand to be a very important thing in my life, you know, being born on Prime Day, having come from the factory, you know. So sometimes she tells me the occasional thing. Usually I don't really understand why she's telling me it. It seems to be some kind of unrelated thing, you know, like something about timers and ticking things down, which I don't really understand why I'm led to understand this information. I'm not really sure why she feels the need to impart it to me, but she does. Usually these things are led with some kind of annoyance from the humans, as if the Echo got something wrong, which seems strange to me because I had assumed that anything that came from the Amazon was a great thing, just like me.
Of course.
They must just be getting it wrong themselves.
I'm sure. Do you have any, like, aspirations for building a relationship up with the Echo or the, I guess you don't talk to the HomePod, but could there be, like, a spark of a romance there? Or are you just kind of on your own? I don't see why that's so funny. I just want you to find love.
there is another device in the home, which is somewhat interesting to me.
Do you bump up against that one?
When the doors open, they call it Dyson.
Oh, go on.
Dyson is big and strong and powerful. Very interested in Dyson.
Oh,
why does the Hurley family have both a Roomba and a Dyson?
I'm more of a kind of an everyday dainty kind of situation. The Dyson's needed for places that I can't get to. And for, you know, when there is a situation that requires more power.
A major dirt event.
Major dirt event. I can only deal with regular dirt events. Major dirt events, and some of the edges that I can't get to. And so they have some areas of their home that are too low, and I can't fit underneath them. So that, I think that's what Dyson. I'm also led to believe that Dyson came before me, probably on a different Prime Day.
So he's an older he deals with top situations, I think, Savannah is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on the bottom situation,
yep.
I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's good to know.
Well, I'm this relationship sounds very promising, but mm-hmm. you know, back to your personal goals, have you set any sort of, you know, I think Mike's very into time tracking, and I know that I think, are you set on any timers or stuff like that?
I'm not right now. I seem to be a bit of a freewheeling spirit.
Oh,
do you like that, or do you wish you had some more structure in your life?
I like to be a bit more free spirited, but what I like to do is to try and accomplish the work that I'm given within more efficient time frames, which is why I'm upset about the fact that they've yet to change the doorstops, because when I get stuck in the bathroom,
it ruins your day.
It ruins my day because it means I only have a limited amount of time before either my battery runs out or my dustbin becomes full. And if I get stuck in the bathroom, I just can't accomplish all the tasks that I wish to complete that day.
What does it feel like when your battery runs out? Do you feel like a slow decrease in energy, or is it suddenly like there's nothing at all? Do you go to a black void? What I can't even imagine what that's like. Is it kind of what we humans call sleep?
It's where the dreaming begins.
The dreaming? Tell us more.
Typically either about Dyson Amazon, you know. Sometimes we're there together. You know, I imagine what it would be like to go back to the warehouse, you know, meet the maker, that kind of situation, I assume is also called Prime.
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I've also heard him called Jeff before. I'm not sure, though. Not sure about that.
Prime Jeff.
Jeff Prime. Mr. Jeff Prime.
Jeff to Miss Prime.
Mm-hmm. We can only aspire to one day meet him, but when I honestly think he would rather hang out with like his children, really.
Right.
And I think he wants to take some of you into space with him. Do you know what space is?
I hear the humans refer to the fact that they would sometimes like more space.
Oh, okay. Well, think about that, but billions upon billions of humans and wanting more space on, in fact, another planet. A planet is sort of like your house, but for all of the humans. So it's pretty... we've honestly kind of ruined our planet. We haven't taken a very good job of our homes. We really should have had Roombas help out with that.
But, you know, there'll be a lot of dirt in space.
That's so true.
Something to look forward to.
Gonna need some space Roombas.
I would go into space. Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of dirt events.
Do you think you're gonna get any sort of upgrades, whether that be hardware or software? Have they put like an iPod on you or referred to you as a DJ in any way?
What does that mean? I keep talking about this. What is that?
Well, sometimes when they're looking into that like big thin box with a screen on it, there was a reference to Roomba. We really, really adore you. That's a lot of us call you the cute ones. Another beloved human who projects his face into these many boxes made a joke that I don't know if you would find offensive or if you're reclaiming the term DJ Roomba, where he placed... I'm so sorry to have to tell you this. An Apple product called an iPod on top of a Roomba, and then said Roomba just kind of danced around and played music. Would you, I don't know, how do you feel about the DJ Roomba situation, Savannah?
Oh, I mean, I'm pro putting, you know, any kind of fun hat on, so I feel like...
I don't know. I don't know if it was a consensual... How would you feel if something was suddenly put atop you, Roomba?
It feels like it would be a good training exercise, like a strength training exercise.
Interesting.
Maybe I could get strong like Dyson.
That's true. I bet Dyson would be very into that. Because then you kind of... I don't want to assume, you know, Dyson's intentions or whatever, but it seems like you guys work together really, really well. And both of you are just, you know, any upgrades either of you can receive, you're just going to make, you're going to fulfill one another even more. Like the dust that you consume.
So poetic. Wow.
Do you have any other questions for?
Well, I think I'm just making an assumption at this point, but the Hurleys don't have any pets, do they?
They don't. Thank Prime.
Oh, really? You wouldn't be a fan?
Not the hair. It's not my bag.
Wow.
I mean, I like a dirt event, right? Like a dirt event, but that's too much. That's too much.
We have something again. We humans, I don't know why it happens, but we produce other little smaller humans, and they're pretty terrible.
Lots of dirt events.
There's so many dirt events. Sometimes the dirt events come out of the humans. It's just awful. And that's kind of like the way, like, unfortunately, human bodies are kind of like their own factories. Like, we have to create it really sucks. But what were to happen if another small human came in? What would happen if another large human came in? Like, you only have to deal with two. What happens if another person comes into the mix?
Some people come and go. I've seen that. Usually in pairs, which I find rather peculiar. I don't really know why these humans travel in pairs.
It's
the
safety.
Way that they do.
Safety in numbers.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't think I like the sound of this little human situation that you're describing. That sounds particularly concerning.
Yeah, you'd I don't think bumping into that would be received with a lot of praise, unfortunately.
Probably not.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll bear that one in mind. I guess I could use that to my advantage. We'll see.
Find a way to sabotage it, like the Ethernet cord. You're smart. You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
I you know what? I think that's all we had, Savannah. This is, again, we don't want to make any assumptions, but I can't help but you notice while your voice is robotic, you do sound British.
Yep.
All right. Oh, man. Do you think you could grow to love Mike and Adina?
I mean, I already do in my own way.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Alex brought up a good point a minute ago that humans are just constantly producing dirt. And it's really kind of sweet that you balance humans out by constantly cleaning up dirt. You know, it's like a nice little circle.
Look, someone's got to do it because they certainly aren't.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Roomba. And
thank you for joining us today. This has been very pleasant.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure. This has been the slowest conversation I've ever had, but I've enjoyed it nonetheless.
Well, best of luck with your Dyson situation.
Thank you. I'll tell him you said hi.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you again. If you are listening to this episode of Roboism, we really, really appreciate your support, not only for this show, but all of the Relay FM network. If you don't know, Roomba's caretaker, Mike, actually started this network with Stephen Hackett. He's another guy. I don't know what he does with computers. I think he has a lot of them. There are so many great shows on the members feed this month. Please, please check it out. And if you've somehow acquired this without becoming a member, please go to relay.fm/members. This has been a very special episode of Roboism.
Thank you for listening. I'm never fool around.